Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world going? Hey, it's almost the 4th of July. Yeah, it's amazing. I've been hearing fireworks for the last week. Every night, about 10 o'clock at night, somebody is setting off fireworks all over the town. In some cases, it's just a block away. So if you're trying to watch the news or you're trying to get some sleep, if you go to bed early, it's an impossibility. So anyhow, I hope your world is a better world than mine. Mine has been rather crazy, especially today. But before we do this show, we've got to do the disclaimer for my world. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. And oh, by the way, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night live at 8 p.m. Wow, I'll tell you what, it's been crazy around here. I've been looking at a lot of different videos and trying to get a lot of information for the show tonight. Wow, there's so much stuff going on out there. And a lot of discussions I've been having with some people at lunch. And sometimes it's in fun and sometimes, you know, it's in jest and sometimes it gets serious. So anyhow, it's been a wild week so far and it's only Wednesday. Jeez. Well, anyhow, big shout outs to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. I mean, they have some really fantastic people over there and good shows. If you want to do your own show, check the station out. And all you have to do is just click on the button on the right-hand side, lower right-hand side, and they'll ask you to say, you know, what's on your mind? What do you want to do? Say, I want to do my own show. Hey, great. We'll be in touch with you. And somebody is. It's very easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it, I think. There's no learning curve here. It's very easy to do. Trust me. If I can do it, you can do it. But a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And, you know, we've got all different kinds of shows on the Trim Radio Network. And if you take a look at our shows that we have, you know, be our guest. You know, you can make a guest appearance. We've got Money and Change radio show every Sunday at 7 p.m. And that's generally live unless I have to play a concert. And if I do, then those concerts always happen on Sunday. And generally they're at 7 o'clock at night and there's no way I can do the show. So we have Encore Editions. Those are the reruns. We also have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And it's every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We've got the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. You want to check her out. Also, Offsides, College Football Top 25, the Red Pill Reality Show with Riscala. And Riscala, you know, you keep saying, take the red pill or the blue pill. I want the green pill. Come on, come up with it. Slobberknocker Talk. Also, we've got the Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas and the Positude Podcast, which is new. So you want to check that one out. Maybe it'll make people more positive than what they are. I don't know. But check it out. But, you know, keeping the station on the air, you know what you have to do? You have to shop the merchandise. And as Michael says, buy the merch. And all you have to do is go support the station and you click on that and you can either donate or you can shop the merchandise. Okay. And just click on what you want to put in your cart, then check out and you're good to go. Okay. What do we have for merchandise? We've got hoodies. We've got t-shirts. We've got sweatshirts. We've got mugs that change color, all kinds of stuff. Then you just check us out, and we'll be adding up more goodies for merchandise that you can purchase to help support the show, because that has to pay for the airtime that we're on the internet. Basically, I donate for the BMI radio license or music license that we have, and we have one. And by golly, all the music you hear is under that BMI music license. And you know, if you take a look at the license number, and I think it's playing, but anyhow, I'm just going to go over it with you. Our BMI music license is 610-51658. That's 610-51658. And that is our BMI license, so we can play music on the station. So anyhow, that's what's going on. If you would check the Facebook page for My World, it's under Trim Radio Network, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. We have a teddy bear there with the 4th of July, and he's holding that up there, and the fireworks are going off and so forth. And if you go to that page, it's easy to join. It's easy to do. All you have to do is request. We put up different videos, like 10 tips to be a private as a Bigfoot. Okay, so you can see that one. We also put up other things like don't pay 11 fake fees. Okay, never pay cash. Sounds almost like money and change. Porch Time with Danny King. You gotta check him out. He does something once a week, and it's usually pretty good, and the information's timely. Okay, it's just not finance, it's not farming, it's basic life. I'll put it that way. I don't want to get tongue-tied. It seems like I go too fast, I get tongue-tied, and I can't go real slow because we won't get everything done. Wow, just a lot of different things going on, but we've got so much stuff to cover. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. Well, anyhow, big shout out to the University of Findlay. It's www.findley.edu. It's a good school. They're going to be merging together with the University of Bluffton. Actually, University of Bluffton is merging with the University of Findlay. And you could take classes at either campus. They're only 20 miles apart. And the University of Findlay has three campuses. They have the equestrian and pre-veterinary campus. They also have the main campus for their bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. They have a lot of programs there for anybody that wants to study at the University of Findlay. And also the hazardous materials campus. So it's a good place. And Findlay is a good all-American town. I mean, it's great. And I've been there, I live there, I go up there, you know, at least once or twice or three or four or five times a year. And just keep up on the campus and see different people up there that I know and experience some of the sports and some of the other events at the University of Findlay, checking them out, www.findlay.edu. Okay, we've also got the Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job on making some custom pens. So if you have a school, college, university, fraternity, sorority, business, club, you name it, and you give Phil a contact at Facebook, and I'll tell you what. He'll work with you to design the pen that you want as a presentation pen to maybe your best employee or your best customer, or maybe as a wedding gift. You could probably do that, a pen and pencil set for the wedding party. A lot of different things to come up with, and Phil will help you do that. Excellent work. Michael Bejas and I both have pens. We bought them from Phil, and they are just beautiful, especially the pen that is Michael's Cobra pen. It's beautiful. It really is. Check them out. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll guarantee you the stuff comes out really good. And especially if you like a Second Amendment pen, Oh, he's got a couple of those that are just beautiful. And they have a really nice presentation case. Trust me, check them out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Hey, I mentioned Money and Change every Sunday at 8 p.m. of 7 p.m., 7 to 8. And we talk a lot about finance, what's going on. We have community service announcements and a lot of different things. Check it out, because with the economy, the way things are going right now, and the higher prices, we try to help everybody out there. And so you want to listen to us on Sunday night at 7 p.m. for Money and Change. Also, we also have a Facebook page, so you want to check the Facebook page out too. It's free to join, and we've got a lot of information posted there. Also, check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in Wisconsin, and the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. And Danny does FaceTime. Not FaceTime. What am I saying FaceTime for? No, it's porch time. And he does that usually Sundays. It comes out Mondays and Tuesdays. He talks about a lot of things that is going on, that are going on. Get my verbiage correctly here. Correct. We want to make sure that you check out Danny and Wanda King. Trust me, they're great people. I've known Brad and Krista a long time. I've known Danny and Wanda here for about a year, and we've got David Kobler, and Dave is down in South Carolina. He's almost in North Carolina. I think if you can spit across the hill, you're in North Carolina. But Dave talks a lot about boots on the hill and the economy and everything, and people send him a lot of stuff. I've known Dave for probably 15 years. Fantastic person. Also, we've got Prepper Nurse One, which is Ed Carswell down in West Virginia, and he's trying to set up a little area to live in down there with a few other people. And trials and tribulations of putting in a lane and all the gravel that you have to use because it keeps sinking into the ground. I don't know if I'm into that or not. I'd like to visit him someday because Ed's a nice guy. He really is. And we've corresponded before. Also, you want to check out Prepper Princess because she talks a lot about saving money. And in today's economy, you have to save money. You have to live frugally. And she's the person to do that. Also, there's a new one that I've got called The Max, MAC apostrophe S. And I've been watching them. He is fantastic. And he talks a lot about what's going on in the world in common sense terms and what we need to start prepping for. And it's not that all my channels are prepper channels, they're not. But I want to be able to help people to function with all the stuff that's going on, okay? And so that's why I always do the shout outs, and some of the guys are preppers. Also, LDS prepper, by the way, David Gilmore out in Idaho. I can't thank the guy enough. I'm talking to Dave and sending him emails and so forth about his show. He's done over 600 videos to help people do different things. One of the things he got me involved in, and I have to hold it just right so it doesn't flash, but anyhow, is GMRS radios. And people say, well, that's just a walkie-talkie. Well, this little walkie-talkie right here can communicate with Dayton, Ohio, 35 miles away. And then through a repeater, I can get out another 90 miles. And if I can link the repeaters together, I got to hold it just right. This is an Ocean 935 G Plus, and it's got a Nagoya antenna on it. It is fantastic. I love these things. I've got a couple of them, and I just love them to death. And I have one in the computer room, and I also have another one in another part of the house. I can take them with me on the road. And I'll tell you what, you get a license for these, $35. The license is good for 10 years and can be used by anybody in your family. That's a good deal. And so if you have relatives across town and you're up high enough and it's not a clear view, but you can get to them, I'll tell you what, you can communicate with them in an emergency. And with anything going on right now, emergencies come up, these are the way to go. okay? GMRS radios, you can get them from Better Safe Radio and or other places, okay? And there are other GMRS radios you can get too, whether it's Midland or TID, T-I-D. There are others, okay? This one is, and I have a hard time holding it here, this one is one of the top ones, okay? It's not cheap, but it's good, okay? And you can get extra batteries and everything else for them. But generally, I can talk on this practically all day and not have a problem, okay? So GMRS radios, check them out. Thank you, David, for getting me hooked on this. Also, and my neighbors are too, by the way. Also, you know, in bad weather, what do you have? You have to have a first aid kit. You have to have light. Well, do you have a flashlight? Yeah, I got this from Amazon, and it's bright. I've got a few of them around the house and in the car because you want to be prepared. Do you have a first aid kit in the car? You better have one. You know, the weather right now is going to be a little tenuous, and we've got a lot of stuff going on. And so it pays to be prepared. And you say, well, how do you be prepared? Pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to basically preserve and store water, make sure you have the right clothing for the season, make sure you have shelter, you know, the blue tarps at Home Depot or even Wally World, you know, Walmart. Go ahead and check them out because they're there. And they're not that expensive. And you can use that if you get a hole in the roof, put that tarp up there and it'll keep you dry. Okay. So, you know, that's what we're talking about there. But, you know, that's what we try to do on Trim Radio. We cut the bull and serve the truth. And that's all we want to be able to do is to help people out. Wow. You know, hey, it's the 4th of July coming up tomorrow. And you say, yeah, I know. I'm not ready. I haven't gone to get all the food that I need. I've got people coming over. I've got a lot of stuff going on. What do I do? It's called planning. Some people plan very well. Some people don't. But the 4th of July is something else. And usually around here, the 4th of July starts usually the week before. I mean, the firework demons are out, you know, and you want to watch out for your dogs and cats because they don't like loud noises. And what they will do if your neighbor is setting off some rather loud fireworks, big fireworks, the animals don't like it. So, you know, try to keep them comforted as much as you can and play safe with the fireworks if you're setting them off. We want everybody to have their fingers and toes and eyes and nose. I mean, some of those fireworks can be quite nasty. They give a big boom, or as Earl Pitts once said, gives a big supplosion. Yeah, something else. Well, hey, there are a lot of things about the 4th of July. And, you know, there are some other things to talk about, but, you know, hey, you look at the 4th of July and you look at what's been going on. What president refused to celebrate Independence Day? Got an idea? Well, you know, presidents from George Washington to Joe Biden have celebrated the nation's birth on the 4th of July, with one exception, and that was Adams. His letter to his wife aside, Adams refused to celebrate the holiday on July 4th because he felt July 2nd was the real Independence Day. Okay. Around here, they celebrate the week before and probably the week after, or unless they run out of fireworks. You know, from some places here in town, I can sit in the front yard and I can look over and I can see the neighbors shooting off fireworks a couple blocks away. I can see some over at Rocky Ridge Lake and they're setting things off. I can see stuff at Swift Run Lake going off. I can see stuff in the city going off. But it looks like tomorrow it's going to be rainy, quite wet. So I have a feeling nobody's going to be showing some really fancy fireworks tomorrow. Because here in Ohio, especially in the western part, we're starting to get some rain and some serious rain. We had a little bit today, and that helped. But we're supposed to get some more tonight and tomorrow. And they said in some places around where I'm at, you can get between 2 and 3 inches of rain. I know we need rain, but we don't need floods. Luckily for me, I'm at the highest part in town, which means anybody else down in the river valley, guess what? They're going to get really wet. I mean, potential of flooding. 2 to 3 inches here causes a lot of problems in the river. And it causes problems for people downriver in Dayton, Middletown, Cincinnati, Hamilton, you know, that area. So you just have to be careful during that time. When was the U.S. really a country? You know, we say and celebrate July 4th, 1776 is the birth of the United States because it's when the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. I guess basically thumbing their noses at England. It's like, we're not going to put up with it. Did they set off fireworks back then? I don't know. I doubt it. They probably had things like the Boston Tea Party and everything else thereafter. But I don't think they set off any fireworks, maybe muskets and stuff. But that's on the 4th of July, okay? So celebrate and celebrate safely. Be careful on the roads. There are a lot of crazy drivers out there. Trust me. I've seen a couple today. And I wasn't even on I-75. People are driving nuts out there. It drives me kind of crazy. Well, hey, what's going on? We've got Hurricane Beryl. Public service announcement, you know. Beryl is heading towards Texas. And it's going to threaten major oil refineries. It's coming up out of the Caribbean. It will hit the southern part of Texas, down at the tip around Corpus Christi, and then work its way up north into the U.S. And we're going to get even more rain here in the Midwest later on. Right now, it's a Category 4. It was a 5 and quite nasty to Bermuda and other places. I believe Dominican Republic, it was taking the roofs out of homes, off of homes and stuff, quite a lot of damage. And you expect that down on the islands. I mean, the houses down there are basically built out of concrete. A lot of them have concrete roofs. But coming here to the States, it can cause a major problem. I was in a hurricane one time, and it was basically a level 1. Maybe it was a level 3/4 if they had it. And I was down in Florida. And the sea or the Gulf of Mexico was just as shiny as glass, smooth, beautiful weather. And then that night about 10 o'clock, everything started picking up, the wind and the surf and everything. And then in the middle of the night, man, we really got hit. And it was on Clearwater Beach and that area. And boy, was it nasty. And it caused quite a problem. Matter of fact, I had to delay my departure from Tampa International Airport for at least 2 days so I could get off the, technically it was an island where I was at, Clearwater Beach, and to get back to Tampa and catch a flight out. It was so nasty that I had to actually catch a flight. Luckily, I got business class. I lucked out on that one. And that took me to Dallas, Texas, from Dallas to St. Louis, then to Dayton, Ohio. And then I had to wade through knee-deep snow. And I had to dig myself out the next day. And then I had to drive to Cincinnati. It was nasty stuff. I eventually got back to work. It cost me a couple extra days, but hurricanes are nothing to mess with, okay? Hurricanes and tornadoes can be quite nasty. And with hurricanes, you also will get tornadoes spawning, okay? So you want to check things out. So right now, 11 o'clock a.m. Wednesday, it was still offshore in the Gulf of Mexico and headed to the southernmost tip of Texas. And it's a Category 4 storm, okay? And it went from a Category 5 from the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale on Wednesday. And Beryl's the earliest hurricane on record. Everything's happening early. I don't know why. Do you have any idea? I don't. It just, stuff happens, you know? I mean, that's a big saying. Yeah, stuff happens. Well, I know. I admit I cleaned it up just a little bit. But stuff's nasty out there, and you got to be prepared. I mean, you have to have at least your GMRS radio, at least backup batteries, at least battery-operated lights. Make sure that you have a stove that you can cook on in case the power goes out. A lot of things can happen, and, you know, to be prepared is the best thing you can do, okay? So that's with the hurricane. There are five ways to prepare for one. You know, stay informed. You know, listen to NOAA, listen to what's going on TV or radio. You know, listen for notifications. You want to plan for evacuation if you're down on the coast or in low areas where you're going to have a lot of heavy rain and a lot of water. So you have to plan for an evacuation. You want to have a communication plan, and that's where those GMRS radios come in handy. You know, you could have one for people in the house, or you could have them with neighbors or cousins or relatives somewhere else in town, or other people in town with GMRS radios. And you don't have to have a ham license. I know people with both, and we like to communicate on GMRS. And we don't have to be as formal there. We do have rules that we have to behave. We always have to behave on GMRS radios. But we can communicate. And a lot of people in town have them, and that's a good thing. So you want to have a communication plan. Do you have emergency supplies? Do you have freeze-dried food? MREs. Those are good. Meals ready to eat. You can have those on hand. You could have extra water. You probably want to keep 4, 5, or 6 cases of extra water because it's basically a gallon per person per day, and you can get by with maybe 4 24 packs of water for a couple of days. And you need to prepare, and you need to be able to filter the water and everything else, okay? And you'll have to boil it. You'll have to put some chlorine in there or some other type of tablet for that. And you have to protect your property from damage, so don't leave anything loose outside, like your lawn chairs or anything else. Bring them inside, you know, put them in the garage or wherever, and protect your property that way so nothing flies around. You know, you may get evacuation notices, and you never know. You might be sitting there, or like I'm doing right now, talking to you guys, and somebody knocks on the door, and they say you have to evacuate. And here's the notice from the city that you have to do that. And so do you have a to-go bag? I mean, I have a bag ready. All I have to do is pick it up, put some freeze-dried food in there, and a couple bottles of water, and I'm ready to go. I can take it to the car and leave, along with my GMRS radios, okay? And you think I stress that enough? GMRS is fun. It's cheap. Everybody can do it. You can keep in touch. I mean, you know, my radio goes 35 miles, and then it hits a repeater, and it can go farther. You can keep up with a lot of information that way. So that's your first public service announcement, okay? You didn't know I was going to do that, did you? Well, the stuff is out there and you have to prepare for it. Now, 4th of July, do you go camping at all? Do you have a big camper and you have to fill it up with all your goodies and your water, make sure the tires are inflated, make sure everything works, the battery's working, the generator's working. Make sure that you pull it with your car, and I don't think with a camper, a small Hyundai would work, or a small Ford. Normally, people that have those have a pick-em-up truck, you know what I mean? And it's a four-wheel drive pickup truck. Well, remember we talked about Earl Pitts last week and the week before? He had something on camping, and you just have to listen about slob campers, okay?
Marshall here. Me and Pearl, my old lady, we was out camping the other day. It was disgusting. We was in this beautiful campground looking forward to a nice, quiet weekend, just me and Pearl and the other camper. What happened was enough to make you just, I hate to say the word puke, but yeah, it makes you want to do that. There's folks walking their dogs and letting them poop all over and not even thinking about picking it up. They just let that big old steamy pile of big dirty just sit down there. Somebody else can enjoy it. It weren't just kids either, Mr. Wingman. These were full-grown adults, full-grown. And when Fluffy would do them circles before her business, these people would look around, you know, left and right, saying if anybody was watching. Well, who do these slobs think they are? Do they think a poop is just going to get up and fly away by itself? Pencil.
Yeah. You know, we get that here in our block. Sometimes I'm out there and I'm working in the yard and somebody's walking a St. Bernard down the street and I'm looking for a steam shovel coming behind it or a skip loader to pick up the stuff. Well, luckily for me, that big St. Bernard that goes down the street, his owner has one of those tiny little poop bags they carry with them because they have to pick up stuff here. They can't just leave it in people's yards. Yeah. Well, you can imagine what it would be like in a campground and you're out there and you've got a barbecue going and you're in your toes, your bare feet walking around, and all of a sudden you get some squish. Not good. Not good at all. And also you got to watch out for other stuff too. So, you know, hey, if you're going camping, be safe. Make sure that you're watching out for dog plop around different places. You know, when you see the dogs doing circles and looking for a place, hopefully the owner's there to clean it up. Now, I don't know what happens if you actually have a raccoon or you have another critter. Do you have to pick up theirs with them little plastic bags? You know, you got to put your hand in the bag and reach around and grab stuff. Ooh, I don't think so. And then you get all that smoke in your clothes from camping. People say, oh, that's the way to go. Sit outside and get that smoke all on you. Get them bug bites. Get chiggers. Oh, man. But that's fun. There are a lot of places where people go camping around here. And they'll have fun this weekend, but they just have to be safe. Okay, get that bug spray, that DEET, DEET. Get that and spray on you and make sure that you keep the bugs and the ticks, the flies and the gnats, keep them off of you, okay? Well, hey, there's another public service thing here. Have you ever heard of semaglutide? S-E-M-A-G-L-U-T-I-D-E. Well, it's linked to an rare eye condition that can cause blindness. So don't be alarmed, doctors say. Oh, yeah, right. If I was using that stuff, I would be alarmed. I don't want to end up going B-L-I-N-D. Well, anyhow, semaglutide is an active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy. Is that like we groovy? Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y. And they're popular. It's a popular medication thanks to its effectiveness for weight loss. But a growing body of researchers have linked the medication to some serious side effects, including pancreatitis, that can be quite nasty, guys, and inflammation of the pancreas, and gastroparesis, or gastroparesis, big words, a paralysis of the stomach. And now there's a new concern on that list, and that's a blinding eye condition. And that was done in the a study published by the JAMA Ophthalmology. Okay. And it was people at Massachusetts Eye and Ear. And there were over like 17,000 patients that they were checking. So if you're on Ozempic or something similar, I would check into things because you don't know about the side effects. You know, anytime I have medications that I have to take, I'll always ask the doctor, you know, what are the side effects? You know, is it going to make me get up in the middle of the night on a full moon and go outside and howl and hug a tree? I don't know. I just have to watch out for that stuff. I'll tell you what. They don't tell you what's in them. They just say, this pill will take care of you. Oh, and today, my gripe of the day, I could do an Earl Pitts on this one. I had to pick up some medication yesterday, and they said, well, we don't have it unpacked yet. And if you want to wait 30 minutes, we'll get it for you. Well, my schedule didn't allow me to wait 30 minutes. I said, well, I'll pick it up tomorrow if you have it ready. Well, I get this phone call and it says, hi, this is your friendly and your medications are ready. So I thought, okay, after lunch, I'll go over there because they said it would be 2 o'clock. And I went over to the grocery store and I went in and I always push a cart, you know, walking around looking official like I'm going to buy something. And I'm going around, and son of a gun, I get up there, and the gal says, give me your birth date. Okay, so I tell her the birth date. What's your name? Daggone it, Judy, I've known you for how many years? You ought to know by name by now. Well, what's your name? So then I had to spell it for her. She puts it in, and she says, well, we were going to call you because it's an expensive medication. I said, well, they told me it would be ready when I came in here, and I don't have all day to shoot the bull. Is it ready? Well, no, we haven't done it because it's an expensive medication. I said, Judy, it's like this. You know, I pay for it, I turn it in, I get reimbursed for it. That's my medical plan. It's a good plan. I've always done it. Well, why is it so high? You hit the donut hole. Oh, then I took a flying leap on a rolling donut, didn't I? Yep. Well, you know, you can come back in 20 minutes and we'll have it ready for you. And I'm like, oh, I was almost livid. I was so mad. I could do an Earl Pitts on that. Maybe I might do that sometime. But anyhow, I was so mad. I'm walking around the grocery store, and I'm bumping into a few friends, and I'm still walking around. I was boiling mad. I told myself, look, Stu, calm down. Calm down. It's just an extra 20 minutes. Just chill out. And so I walked around the store for about 15 minutes, and I went back. I got in line again, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. So I got a different cashier, and she knew me, and she says, okay, I know your date, I know your name, and it's ready. I'm like, at last, I can get it. What's the cost? $407. What? $407. Well, that's what it says. Okay. So you pull out that piece of plastic and you put it in the gizmo and you hit your little numbers and so forth. And then bingo, you've just been charged $407 for 90 days of medication. Well, I got the receipt and everything, and now I have to spend, I don't know how much time I've got to spend scanning stuff in and then sending it to the insurance company to get reimbursed. But I'll tell you what, for $407, I want to be reimbursed like tomorrow. But tomorrow's 4th of July, so I guess I have to wait till Saturday. And it'll be direct deposit. But can you imagine that? They tell you it's ready and you go, and then you have to wait 20 minutes? Or they say, well, we were going to call you about it because it was an expensive medication. So before I left, I made him put down a notation that I'm reimbursed for everything. So just get me the medication. I was like down to one pill, just one. And I had to call the doctor to make sure that the prescription was called in. Which they did. I mean, it was great. Same day deal. Because they knew I was going to run out. But $407. And the excuses you get. Something's not right with the medical process here in the States. I watched something where a gal went to Turkey. And she wanted a general checkup. And she did a YouTube video about flying. And it was like $800 to fly. Or maybe it was $700 to fly, and $800 for the exam at a very nice, modern Turkish hospital. And yes, they do speak English there. A lot of the doctors in some cases are trained in the United States, but a lot of them do speak English. And they went around and they did everything. I mean, basically soup to nuts. Everything. And then she found out after all the tests were done, that she needed glasses. And so she went to the ophthalmology section and she got glasses. And so she had glasses to go home with. She was only there a couple of days in Turkey. The medical system there was fantastic, according to this video. If you go to London, you're going to have to wait because you have their National Health Service, NHS. And to get in to see a doctor takes some time. If you went to Canada, you would run into the same situation, especially if you need an operation. Okay, you need a heart operation. Okay, it'll be next year in January. Yeah, but it's like July. Well, sorry. Sucks to be you. Well, anyhow, the American medical system, sometimes I really wonder. You know, when you're traveling out on the road and you're filling up with gas, have you noticed the prices keep going up and up and up? And then this bit with the hurricane coming in to the southern part of Texas and the oil refineries are going to have to shut down. And the prices of gas goes up every summer. Every time there's a hurricane, the prices go up because they have to shut the daggone stuff down. Because the refineries are right along the coast and in the worst possible areas. They ought to have a way to make them farther north, like in Oklahoma or Kansas or someplace. No, they didn't think. They put it down on the Gulf because they can ship it. And you can smell it. I was down in Pasadena, Texas, which is outside of Houston. And they call it Stinkadena for a reason. It smells like oil. It's pretty strong smelling stuff. Well, anyhow, Earl Pitts was talking about filling up at the gas station. And since, you know, we're into one of those things where you have to fill up. And the prices are up there. I don't know about you, but the prices have gone up and will get even higher tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. The weekend, that's when they make their money. And with this hurricane coming in, prices are probably really going to go high. So I plan to use a bicycle or a motorcycle. Well, anyhow, here's Earl.
Night one them sky is falling, the mafia killed Kennedy conspiracy lit with. But don't it seem kind of funny to anybody but me that soon as we get two big oil bozos up in the White House, we're looking at $3 a gallon for gas? Hello? I say something smells pretty fishy around here. And I used to like stuff that smelled fishy. Not this. Wake up, America!
Yep. Something's fishy, all right. Well, hey, if you're headed to the Florida Keys, the Miami Herald had some stuff to watch out for weekend traffic and a health alert because it's going to be hot and everything. And the health officials have issued an alert for the island chain after two people got sick with dengue fever. That's D-E-N-G-U-E. Okay. They were bit by infected mosquitoes. So you want to take that DEET spray and use that stuff if you're going to Florida. If you are going to Florida down in the Keys, there's the Underwater Music Festival. That's interesting. I mean, how are you going to get down there to see what's going on? And will you hear anything other than glub, 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 glub? Then they have Hemingway Days, and that's July 16th to 21st. That's coming up. And Ernest Hemingway lookalikes, writers and anglers and fans will show up, and they'll have contests and everything else. Also, the most notable beaches in the Keys, okay? Sombrero Beach, 236th Street, in the Middle Keys city of Marathon. There's Ann's Beach, the village of Isla Madura. And then there's Bahia Honda State Park. And that's down in Big Pine Key. And then there's Harry Harris Park. And that's between Key Largo and Isla Madura. And the Curry Hammock State Park. They have things there. You know, so watch out for tolls, watch out for mosquitoes. Mosquitoes down in Florida and Texas are big. Mississippi is even, I think they're bigger. Would it be about the size of an eagle with a long beak? I don't know. I don't know. But you got to be careful when you go down there and make sure you have your vitamins and everything else when you go on those trips. And have a good time when you do it, but just be safe. Okay, that's the big thing. Wow, that's just going to Florida. And you could be going to Mississippi and you run into all kinds of festivals and all kinds of bugs. Okay, palmetto bugs in Florida. I ask people, well, what do you call palmetto bugs? And well, they're from around Palmetto. And I said, well, what do they look like? And they said, roaches. And I said, what kind of roaches? They said, well, just roaches. I said, how big are those roaches? And they go like this, like about a two-inch long roach. I said, you're kidding. And they said, no, they're everywhere. You turn off the lights and they come out at night. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And here I am at Clearwater Beach. And I'm staying in a friend's house. It was more like a mansion. It really was. It had a guest house and it had a pool and everything. And so I'm staying there and I'm thinking, do I leave the lights on all night or do I just turn them off and hope nothing crawls all over me? I saw some of those palmetto bugs. Yeah, they're roaches. And I think if you take your shoe and hit them, the head would just turn around and look at you like, what are you doing? So anyhow, you got to watch out for stuff like that. You know, Wrinkle City, daggone it. They had some stuff. They had a parade. They did theirs on the 3rd, but they call it the 4th. Wrinkle City is so backwards. And you can check them out. Wrinkle City, or actually Wrinkle City Gazette. Okay. Wrinkle-City-Gazette. And it's on Weebly.Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y. A lot of different things. But anyhow, Mayor Alton J. Suey, you know, applauded the 4th of July parade downtown held on the 3rd. And he really promoted it. And the 15-minute parade in Wrinkle City was really nice and even made it go around the block twice. And Mayor Suey said, we couldn't get any congressmen or state politicians to participate as they was all seeking legal advice on how they could cheat and still stay in office. Yeah, it happens in Wrinkle City. It definitely does. They had a big storm. And there was a picture in there of this big storm. And it said, big storms ripped the area. Outhouses damaged. And it said, Wrinkle City and the surrounding area was hit by a huge storm with high winds, lightning, and heavy rain. The city was deluged, that means heavy rain, 2 inches of rain, and a record wind topping speeds of 50 miles an hour. And it went through the town, causing havoc. I thought havoc was something that you swing in. Never mind. Anyhow, several citizens observed the damage firsthand. And there was a person that said, I was sitting there reading the Gazette and doing my daily duty when I felt the old outhouse started to rumble and shake, said Elvira Skank. It literally scared the living crap out of me right then and there, she exclaimed. On the other side of town, the Suey Trailer Park area, Myrna Twitt described her experience as being in a martini, tossed and shaken with a slight twist. And Twitt said her trailer held up real good, but she would need more baling wire to keep it together. Now, Vic Lush, who had the local bar, told the Gazette that he used his beer kegs to hide behind. Okay. Well, anyhow, the local damages at Wrinkle City amounted to $27.50. Obviously, there's not much in Wrinkle City, is there? Well, there's a lot of stuff out there, and the American economy, they had an update there. The economy is so bad that all the CEOs of corporations are now playing miniature golf instead of regular golf. And even the people who have nothing to do with the current administration aren't paying their taxes. Hot Wheels and Matchbox stocks are trading higher than General Motors. McDonald's is selling the quarter ouncer instead of the quarter pounder. You know, they're coming out with a $5 meal. It might be a quarter ouncer, a thimble of pop, and one fry. Who knows? A truck of Americans got caught entering into Mexico. Okay. The economy is so bad, the most highly paid job in the city is now unemployment. And it was really bad because the Wrinkle City hookers were selling rugs on the side at Motel 6, and they won't even leave the light on. The local mafia is laying off judges. Wow. And the economy is so bad, people are requesting free subscriptions to the Wrinkle City Gazette instead of the local newspaper. Wow. Well, anyhow, guys, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know about your world, but a lot of stuff is just crazy. You know, I try to keep up with things going on in Washington, D.C. And there's a guy on YouTube called Penguin 6. Why do they call him Penguin 6? I don't know. But he gets in his car and he drives all over Washington reporting on everything that's going on. And he's a retired or maybe a semi-retired attorney that is part of the press corps. He has press passes and does all kinds of stuff. So he's interesting. And you got to see different things about Washington, D.C. You know, I was there a long time ago. And it was something else to be in D.C. It was after Spiro Agnew resigned. Matter of fact, it was the day afterwards that I was in Washington, D.C. And I was taking tours and everything else. I got into the White House and there was a blue velvet dais, little step up thing. And you could see their footprints on the dais. Politicians don't clean their shoes very well, do they? Stepping in all that hooey. At least that's the way I look at it. They got it on their feet to drag it into the White House. A lot of stuff going on. And Penguin 6 points it out. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And so if you're not prepared, I mean prepared, guys, better have some extra food, some extra water, some extra toilet paper. That's essential. Paper towels, soap, all kinds of stuff. You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they were talking in one place where a bank was having some problems. And they mentioned the bank. And they said people could only take out $500 a day out of that bank because things were messed up. And it was electronic banking. So you have to be careful there. Always have a personal relationship with your banker so you can trust them, okay? And you want to be able to do that. There's just so much different things going on out there that just go out and have a good time. Make sure cold food is cold, hot food stays hot, okay? Make sure cold food doesn't get any warmer than 40 degrees, no more than 45. And make sure you eat it within an hour of you putting it out. Make sure the temperature is cold. The hot food, anything over 155 is good. You don't want those little bug critters. You know, like they had people from coming over from the Netherlands, I believe, on an airline flight. And 14 people got bad food. And they had a very nasty trip coming over. So much so that when they landed, I don't know whether it was Boston or New York, they had ambulances waiting for those 14 people. So be sure of your food, how you prepare it, and get it from a reputable place, okay? Don't be picking up any possums off the road. And guys, that's all I've got for Wrinkle City. Check out the Wrinkle City Gazette, and you can do that, wrinkle-citygazette.weebly.com. There's a whole host of editions that are there, and it's all basically in fun. It's like it says, mostly Bravo Sierra, but it's free. So you want to check that out. Well, guys, that's all I've got for this week in my world. I hope your world is a lot better than mine. Hopefully you don't have to stand in line for your medications either. So with that, guys, all I'm going to do is say have a good, safe 4th of July weekend, okay? And we'll talk to you next week. But remember, we will do Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. A lot of stuff to go over, so check us out, okay? See you. Have a good week and chill out, okay? Enjoy it. Talk to you later. See you. Thank you.